focusing on the issues that face seniors and their families. Welcome to Today's Kapuna. Now, here's your host, Percy Ihara.
Aloha to all of you, our kapuna out there, and their families listening this afternoon. My name is Percy Ihara, and I'm the host of Today's Kapuna. We're a live call-in talk show here on AM 830 KHVH AM radio. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., so welcome everybody. And all the people that carried over from Attorney Rowan Young's show, welcome also. Each week, we'll bring you various different topics, services, programs, and really just really reliable information for all of our seniors out there, their families. So if you're listening with your parents or your neighbor, if you're friends of ours, go ahead and grab our paper and pencil, because we'll give you a lot of valuable information, tips, phone numbers, as well as any events that we have coming up. The number here on Oahu is 521-8383, and we are statewide on KHVH AM 30, and that toll-free number is 1-888-565-8383. So every week we'll be here from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Today we're going to be talking about caregiving, which is, from our last six shows, caregiving has been probably the hottest topic and the most calls we've been getting. So if you have any questions about caregiving, give us a call. You don't have to leave your name or number. You can just give us a call, say, can you ask this question? But today we have the City and County's Elderly Affairs Division, and we have two guests today. We have Mei Fuji Fu and Joel Nakamura. Welcome to the show, Mei and Joel.
Thank you, Percy.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad because caregiving has been, the last six shows we've had, we had probably the most calls, and as we can tell by now, it is a big social issue in Hawaii, isn't it, Mei?
It sure is. It's not just in Hawaii, but it's a worldwide phenomenon. So if you're not a caregiver now, it's going to touch all of us at some point.
Yes.
If you're not providing care, you may end up requiring care. So
yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So caregiving Hawaii, do you have any numbers or statistics of what we're looking at right now? Because I understand AARP did a study, and I think they were on the show the other night on Genius of Aging Thursday night. They had $1.25 billion of unpaid services.
That's true. And it's growing because more and more people are becoming caregivers. And in fact, the most growth is in working caregivers, but people who are working full-time and caring for an elder. And it's not like caring for children,
Right.
Children, as they grow older, they become much easier to care for. But an elder becomes more frail and more dependent. So it's a much greater task, and there's a lot of things that go along with caregiving. You may only be a part-time caregiver, or you may be providing care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So one of the things that we like to stress at Elderly Affairs Division is education for the caregivers, and not to get stressed out or burned out. To take care of yourself.
Because yes.
If you don't take care of yourself, you can't provide care. So it's very, very important that the caregivers care for themselves first.
Right.
So that, and oftentimes they're providing care for multiple family members too.
Well, you brought up a good point about when you're dealing with children, they'll eventually grow up.
Right.
But with seniors, actually the care gets more intense.
Yes.
And more, might start off 1 day, 2 days, or a few hours a day. But as they get older and more frail, it's going to require more time, yeah?
That's true. And it's the phenomenon has just grown so much that I'm so glad that the government has taken a very active role in providing the funds for this. And at Elderly Affairs Division, we're part of an aging network, nationwide aging network. So whatever services that you get here, every state has an area agency on aging, and it may not be called that, like we're called Elderly Affairs Division, and it may not always be a county entity, a government entity. It could be a nonprofit that is the area agency. And in Hawaii, we have four area agencies on aging, one in each county.
Right, right.
So whatever they can find in our county, they can get the same thing in another county.
Right, and so Elderly Affairs is part of the City and County, mm-hmm. and that phone number is called a senior helpline. And that's really what it's about. I mean, Joel, you man those lines at 768-7700. And on every island, there's a number they can call. Yeah, Joel?
Right, right. So each county has their own area agency on aging, and they can call in to ask questions, get information on aging issues, and get referrals to services that they might need.
And do you know those numbers, or should I read them off through the book here?
You can read it off.
Okay. Yeah. So on Kauai, it's 241-4470. On the Big Island, there's actually two numbers because you have the Hilo side, which is 961-8600. And on the Kona side, it's 327-3597. And lastly, on Maui County, there's the phone number is 270-7755. But if you do need, there's a toll-free number you can call for that on any island, but you can call them directly on each particular island in the counties there. So, Joel, you handle you pretty much do most of the caregiving answers and handling that phone line because you had mentioned to me something interesting. During the daytime, you're not allowed to turn on a voicemail.
Right, because we understand that seniors are very hesitant to leave messages with voicemail. We want to make sure that their calls are answered, so we make it a point to answer the phone calls.
So every day when the phone rings, if whoever's not at the desk, it rolls over. You told me it rolls over to somebody's phone number. Right.
So if someone's busy on the phone, then it rolls over to someone else, and then someone else can answer the phone. The only time our voicemail is on is when we're closed, so after 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Well, that's good to know. I'll give you a lot of credit because that I mean, you must get a lot of calls every day.
I'd say roughly 25 to maybe 30 calls a day, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, hopefully with the show, we'll get that word out there at 768-7700. Now, May, give our audience an idea of some of those programs and services that are available. And you had mentioned there's a whole bunch of them, huh? 15?
Yes. In Oahu, under the Old Americans Act, the programs that we fund, we contract with nonprofits to provide these services. And let me just give you some of the services that we do include. We have case management, education training, exercise programs, group dining, home-delivered meals for the very frail who are homebound and can't get out, housing assistance, literacy and language assistance, outreach, fitness, senior centers, transportation, one of the most requested is transportation and meals, attendant care, caregiver support groups, counseling, escort services, friendly visiting, health education promotion, and homemaker chore services, information assistance, legal assistance, personal care, where people provide bathing services. This is one of the things that we contract with St. Francis Hospital. Recreation, telephone reassurance, and volunteer opportunities. You know, oftentimes the well seniors like to keep busy, so we try to provide a lot of volunteer opportunities where they're helping other seniors.
That keeps them young too. So all these services are free?
Yes, you can voluntarily contribute, but
sure.
Older Americans Act programs are all free. The eligibility, you have to be 60 and older. Caregivers could be any adult at any age, but caring for someone 60 and over. And then we have even grandparents programs that you have to be 55. They just lowered that age to 55, that grandparents taking care of children, young children. Oftentimes they become parents
again. Grandparents raising grandchildren.
Yes, they're parenting again, and so they have to learn how to parent all over again. And it's a whole different set of issues other than when they were parenting. The lowering of the age at 55 has helped Hawaii a lot because a lot of our grandparents here are younger grandparents than on the mainland.
Are there qualifications in like if their income qualification? Or
there's no income qualification, none. It's by age.
So when you're 60 year up, Joel, they give a call to that 768 number, and you handle a lot of the calls, I guess, huh?
Right. And then there's also the Kupuna Care Program, which is funded by the state, and they provide some services that are similar. But for that program, it's not only age, but also based on the frailty. So we look at the activities of daily living, which is if the senior is able to do certain things such as use the bathroom on their own or prepare their own meals or use the telephone, things like that. And then initially to become eligible for the services, someone would do an assessment, and then based on that, they can go from there. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a little quick break here, Joel and May, but this is today's Kupuna. We're here on air Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. I did want to mention today's Kupuna also is on television. It's every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Alelo's Channel 52. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and go more into exactly what some of these services are. Okay, thank you.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, give in to your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit HelpingHandsHawaii.org. Thanks.
Now back to today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383.
Welcome back. I'm here with May Fujifoof and Joel Nakamura from the Elderly Affairs Division, which is a division of the city and county of Honolulu. And thanks to Mayor Mufi Hanneman and your director, Karen Miyake, you guys have done a great job. And I want to try and bring you more business. I'll give you more referrals. I know there's a lot of seniors out there that need help and don't know about your great services. The number for the senior helpline for the City and County Elderly Affairs Division, again, it's 768-7700. Now, Mayor, you had mentioned a whole list of services, and they're free. I mean, if people want to donate, they can. But I wanted to just cover a couple of them. Assist with respite care. How do you folks handle that?
Okay, well,
and exactly what respite care is.
Respite is to take time for a brief period of time to take care of your own needs.
Uh-huh.
And primarily they're for caregivers. The caregiver can call like Child and Family Service or Catholic Charities, and they'll have a registry of people who are willing to come to your home and take care of your elder while you do your own personal things, like if you have a doctor's appointment of your own. Or,
like an hour or two a day,
yeah,
or something like that?
Or maybe they might come for a whole day,
really?
Or depending on how you work it out. But they will give you a list of maybe two or three. They won't choose one for you. That's up to the individual, because
uh-huh.
we try to make things person-centered. But it's just a brief period of rest that they can get to do their own things, or maybe just go to the movie if they want to and they need somebody. And some of the respite programs are on a volunteer basis, too, like Project Donna has people
right.
that will go to people's homes to sit with the elder.
Yeah, that's a great program. I've had them on our TV show, Project Donna. Case management, for a lot of people don't know what case management is. Can either you or Joel explain what case management is?
Well, case management is basically care coordination services. It's either a social worker or sometimes a nurse. They're professionals. They come in, they'll do an assessment of the situation, and then provide suggestions or try to help set up services to help the person.
So that's when they leave the hospital, when they're at home, somebody come in and assess what kind of needs they need.
Right. So there's a lot of different types of case management. Hospitals have their own social workers or discharge planners that will do some case management. Honolulu Gerontology, they have their own social workers that will do case management for care in the home for frail elders and people who are caregivers of family members.
And most of those kind of situations like Honolulu Gerontology, is that all free as well?
Right. There's no charge. You just ask for donations. It's provided mostly by government grants and donations. Yeah.
Well, that's probably one of the most key things. A lot of people don't know what to do. I've been working with seniors for 4.5 years now, and I remember one of the first calls I got, they say, "Percy, my husband needs some help. Do I buy a wheelchair? Do I rent one?" It's like, good question. Let me go call the city. But I didn't know what the answer was. It really depends on people's situations.
Yeah. That's right. True. One thing I do want to say, Percy, is that one of the best advice that we can give caregivers, if their elder is in the hospital, and for instance, if they have a stroke and then they're ready to come out, the minute they get into the hospital, my best advice is to connect with a discharge planner, because oftentimes that discharge planner is the medical social worker, and they will help them on from release and connect them and refer them to different services. What you have to do, maybe you have to have rehab, maybe you have to have a hospital bed and other assisted devices, where to get them, and then you might need therapeutic meals, and how do you go about getting that. So that's the one thing I like to tell people, is to get to know that hospital discharge planner.
Yeah, they'll give them a list of agencies that they can call, places they can buy certain apparatuses.
Yes. And almost all hospital discharge planners have our resource guide.
Yeah, the best book in the state. It has, and so if you don't know that by now, the EAD or Elderly Affairs Division has a Senior Information and Assistance Handbook. Every 2 years it comes out, and it provides just a whole list of names and numbers of people to call. I carry it with me at all times.
And it's designed so people can just have it handy all the time, and it has over 300 resources in there.
Right, right. Can you say group dining or home-delivered meals? Is that through Meals on Wheels?
There's two services that we contract with. One is Lana Kila Pacific Meals on Wheels, and the other is Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
Right, okay.
And Hawaii Meals on Wheels provides hot meals every day, 7 days a week, and Lana Kila Meals on Wheels, because they do island-wide, they provide frozen meals for people who have access to a microwave.
Right.
Otherwise, they will provide the hot meal. But it's more cost-effective for them to do the frozen meals. And they're all balanced. They meet the minimum daily requirement.
Mm-hmm.
They get vitamin C every day, vitamin A 3 times a week. So it's a nutrition-balanced meal. And but those funds have been getting cut lately.
Sure.
So
gas prices going up.
And gas prices are going up, and that's a big issue for recruiting volunteers. And none of these programs can survive without volunteers. And at Elder Affairs, our hats are off to volunteers. I mean, they're wonderful and do a great service to the community.
Yeah, and I wish, if you're listening out there and want to give back to the community or want to, if you're retired and want to help out, I mean, I'm sure all these agencies can use you as a volunteer. And it's just, you know, somebody once says, it's your rent you pay to live on this earth. I mean, community service is very, very important to Hawaii. And I know we do a great job already, but I think we could do even more, a better job. Other services you hear, you have outreach or physical fitness and transportation. I didn't realize transportation was on there.
Transportation is, we contract with Catholic Charities. They can call. They provide medical trips, grocery trips. They provide trips to senior centers to group dining sites.
And then you have caregiver support groups. That's a big one. I would think that's a big one.
That is a big one, Percy. It's one of the things that I recommend caregivers to try to connect up with. And there are a lot of support groups that a lot of them we don't fund. And they could be disease-specific, like Alzheimer's support groups all over. Or the ones that we fund provide education. They provide camaraderie. You know how caregivers, oftentimes they will think they're the only ones in that situation. And they go and sometimes they just talk story, and other times they have people come in and educate them about personal care issues and how to take care of your elders a little bit better.
Share tips probably with each other, how you do this, how you do that. In regards to the caregiver support groups, so are those all different parts of the islands? I know there's one in Mililani that I think Marilyn Lee runs.
Runs that Central Oahu, and we don't fund that one, but that's been going for many years. Right. And there's Project Donna has one.
Right.
Alzheimer's has several.
Yeah, they're at Ward.
Yes.
Very good.
Honolulu Gerontology also.
Yes. Kuakalihi Valley has theirs. And a lot of them put an educational component to that support group session, too.
In terms of, like, friendly visiting and escort service, there's, like, a companion kind of a program?
Yes.
Right. That's provided mainly by Project Donna. They're a volunteer organization serving frail elders. They provide different types of services. A lot of times people will call in. One of the big things is help with grocery shopping. Because the elder is homebound, so they need someone to come and help find transportation and escort the elder to the supermarket. And Waikiki is provided by Waikiki Friendly Neighbors, and Kuhikokua Valley, they have their own assistance program for that.
The phone number, if you're interested, for Project Donna, they're actually located on University Avenue. Their number is 945-3736. The Waikiki Friendly Neighbors phone number, if you've got your paper and pencil handy, it's 926-8032. And we'll give you out the other numbers a little bit later on in the show. But I think it's very important to get this information out, May and Joe. And you have recreation and personal care and telephone reassurance. What is that about?
Personal care is actually bathing services.
Oh, really?
At St. Francis. We contract with St. Francis Hospital, and they provide, they may go to a home and provide twice a week bathing or three times, whatever the need is.
Is that the Catholic Charities or you sold?
No,
St.
Francis.
Oh, I see. Okay. I know you talked about something about health education and promotion. Is that the one that you go through the businesses? Is that what you mentioned earlier?
Well, we can, but it's called Keola Pono, and we just started that last year. It's a statewide program, and it's evidence-based, and Stanford University Patient Education Department developed this program, and we had Stanford people come and train master trainers, and we go out into community and provide this service. We teach people how to care, self-manage their chronic condition.
Oh, chronic diseases,
yes.
I see.
And because a lot of older people have chronic conditions like high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, or any chronic condition, and it's done in community settings, and it's 2.5 hours once a week for 6 weeks, and they learn breathing techniques, they learn nutrition, they learn exercise, they learn how to communicate with their health providers, and they learn stress management, medications management. It's a wonderful program, and we've seen really positive results.
That's what's going to make everybody live longer.
Live healthy.
Live healthy. Just educating each other on how to live longer.
That's right.
In the senior centers, I know you have a few senior centers that you post run, right?
We don't run senior centers, but we do provide some funding from Mo'ili'ili Community Center.
Oh, that's right. You provide the funding. Mm-hmm. There's Mo'ili'ili.
Yeah, Mo'ili'ili Senior Center and
Lanakila Multipurpose Senior Center.
Okay, got it. I stand corrected. So, Joel, when they call in, You do some kind of an assessment, you had mentioned, right, over the phone, or you ask kind of questions what their needs are.
Right. A lot of times people will call the senior helpline, and they're not really sure what they're looking for, so we kind of try to have them talk out the situation. We ask them questions more, and then that way they can kind of give us more of an idea of where to refer them or what services they might be eligible for.
Okay. We'll take another quick break, but I want to get back to that and spend another more time when we come back from the break. Again, this is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. If you do have a question for the Elderly Affairs Division, give us a call. At least leave that question. But we'll be right back after this short message.
From the Cook County News Center, I'm Cindy Folly-Rossio. Pope Benedict is in Australia for the World Youth Days Festival beginning next week in Sydney. 5 days and include a vigil service and an outdoor mass. Some 300 homes are still threatened by a wildfire near Paradise, California, but that's down from 3,800 homes yesterday. Thousands of people who were forced to evacuate are returning. The fire is said to be about 40% contained. A man in Orlando is getting $100 worth of gas for offering to name his unborn son after two radio hosts. It's part of a promotion to find the most interesting item to trade. The boy will be named Dixon and Willoughby Parton. Coast Guard crews recovered the body of a missing diver just before noon today. Sergio Goez was missing for almost a day in waters off Waikiki. He was taking underwater photos when he disappeared free diving yesterday afternoon. Just last night, the Hawaii chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists awarded Goez its top photo essay prize at its annual awards ceremony. Some Kahuku residents are complaining about the smell of a badly decomposed whale carcass near Kahuku Point. The 10-ton whale washed ashore last week. Marine officials plan to tow the carcass out to sea, but they fear it might drift to Turtle Bay and might attract sharks. A 22-year-old Kapolei man was taken to the Queen's Medical Center in critical condition just before 6 this morning after his car crossed the median, struck an embankment, flipped over, and rolled over several times near the intersection of Kamehameha Highway and Waikolani Drive. The man was taken to the hospital with head and arm injuries. In island weather, partly sunny and some clouds and isolated showers with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers. And tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. From the Spook County News Center, I'm Cindy Polly Rossio.
Focusing on the issues that face seniors and their families. Welcome to Today's Kapuna. Now, here's your host, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back. We're here this beautiful Saturday afternoon with Joel Nakamura and Mei Fujifu from the Elderly Affairs Division. And today we're talking about your services and really about caregiving. Because I'm sure, Joel, you get that number they call, 768-7700. There's no voicemail for you, by the way, if you're listening during the weekday hours up to 4:30. And so somebody actually answers that phone. So let it ring, because I know they're very busy, and it'll roll over to somebody's number. Somebody will answer that phone. So, and Joel, a lot of times you're on that phone, yeah?
Right. One of the common questions that we get is a lot of people call and say, okay, I can't take care of my family member anymore, so how do I get them into a care home? But sometimes we find that it's not necessary because they don't know about all of these different services that
right.
provide services in the home. And the whole idea behind these services is to prevent or delay institutionalization of frail elders. But in the in some cases, it is a severe situation, so we do give information on how to find a care facility, and that could either be a care home, a nursing home, assisted living facility. A lot of times people mix up these different terms, but they all are very different
right.
as far as eligibility, level of care, and costs.
Mm-hmm. And so you get about 20 or 30 calls a day, but you must get a fair amount of calls from people people that live on the mainland and their parents here in Hawaii, yeah?
Right. A lot of times we have children of frail elders who live in Honolulu, and then they find out either from a neighbor or just one visit that their parent may need some help. So in those cases, we try to find services for them, yeah.
So when you say services, you do like an assessment over the phone. I think you mentioned you have a few people that go out to the home as well, right?
Mm-hmm. We have about 15 outreach workers under the Information and Assistance section of the Elderly Affairs Division. They go out, they go through neighborhoods looking for elders, isolated elders, and they also go to places that we might assign them to go. Someone calls with a tip about a neighbor who seems frail and elderly who might need help. Yeah.
So what are some of the examples, some of the typical examples of services that you guys refer out to?
Most commonly, I think right now, is probably housing assistance, I guess, because of the housing shortage. For that, we usually just refer them to Catholic Charities.
Uh-huh.
They have a housing assistance program for seniors. And their number is 595-0077. Another one is, like May said, case management. That's pretty common.
It's just basically who to call, how do you manage my dad or my mom's care?
Right, right. And some other questions we get sometimes are regarding legal and financial issues, such as how do I do a trust or a will or healthcare advance directive form, you know, things like that. And for some of those things you can do on your own. There are publications such as University of Hawaii Elder Law Program. They have information on their website and in their publications. Their publication called Deciding What If has examples of forms like that. A lot of times people mix up a lot of these different documents. Some of them you need to have a lawyer, though. To
right.
Create, you know.
Jim Peach over at the Elder Law Center has been very, very helpful. University of Hawaii, you can call the University of Hawaii. What about getting home care? How do you folks go about that? Does somebody have to go out and see what kind of care they need at home?
Home care, it really depends on the level of care and the situation. If they can afford for services, we can refer them to private providers, or some of the services that we have, but it really depends on the situation. It's best for people to call us, and then we can give an assessment first.
So either on the phone, or you actually send an outreach worker to the home?
Right. The outreach worker is more for really frail elders who we know have very little assistance as far as friends or family, so they would need that direct contact. A lot of times when people call our phone, they're calling for someone else, so usually that person can initiate the process.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So I know you have a lot of brochures and a lot of information you can actually take out to them as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the caregiver support, you have a family caregiving guide, which probably a lot of people don't know about, yeah?
Yes, it has very good websites on there. It has caregiver tips, and it's specific to caregiving. And it has geriatricians in there, all the support groups.
Just like a resource book, like the senior information book,
yes.
But it's just for caregivers, huh?
That's correct.
Okay. Joel, any stories you can share with us so people don't feel that they're unusual? You must get a lot of stories every day. Huh?
Yeah, I have a lot of stories in my head. I can't really think of any to choose. But we do get a lot from the mainland, and there'll be like children of elderly parents, and it's hard. I remember one instance we had a daughter who was actually living in Italy, and she was calling us and trying to coordinate services, you know, halfway around the world.
So, over the phone.
Yeah, and then, you know, we get all kinds of calls, yeah.
May, you had mentioned about caregivers that you can go in, you have a WeCare program as well.
Yes, our WeCare program is targeted towards employers because there's so many working caregivers. And so we try to set up support groups for them and information education assistance. What I'll do is I'll go in and talk about the program, what we can offer, and help them set up their support groups. And we can help them get speakers in, and I'll provide all the information that we have for them, so they start their own brown bag noontime support groups.
And you've been to some big companies too, huh?
Yes, we did one for AIG Insurance. I'm going to go out and talk to next week Hawaii Dental Service. So they're varied, and small businesses and large businesses.
Yeah, you're going to find more and more coming out because I'm in my late 40s and I have several friends that are taking care of their parents. In fact, I was having lunch with a couple of my friends the other day, and I didn't realize that she lives with her mom to help take care of her mom as well. I know you have a lot of, besides this senior information and assistance handbook, you have, I just noticed you have a guide for better hearing as well that you give out.
Yes, it's usually people don't realize or won't admit that they have a hearing problem for about 7 years. And there's a hearing test in there, and it gives you a lot of good tips.
I know people that have hearing aids don't even wear it.
Well, my husband is hearing impaired, and he takes it out when he doesn't want to hear me. I tell him he has selective hearing.
Right.
But most people do go about 7 years before they admit they have a hearing problem. But the book is very good because it gives you tips how to communicate with a hearing impaired person. Mm-hmm. It also has information about assistive devices.
And then you also have other books besides that. What is this Deciding What If handbook?
Well, that's the one that Jim Peach authors, and we distribute it. And they are going to come out with a new revised one because there's some additional laws that the legislature passed, and they want to include those in. And they're going to change the title from Deciding What If to Deciding Who Cares because they're finding so many caregivers are using it. And it does you don't have to be an attorney to read it. I highly recommend that book. And when it is republished, we'll be able to announce it, and you can spread the word for us.
Well, good. So, Joel, when they call up, I want so people can understand, when they call up, they'll say, well, Joel, I'm having a hard time with my dad, and what do I do with this thing? So where do you go from there? You just give them a list of names, or you try to find out more?
Right, because each situation is very specific. It's hard to really generalize to explain how the calls are, because they're all very different.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very different. I can't really...
So I say, what I need to do if I need to get a bed? Do you have a list of places that they can buy beds from?
Beds, depending if they need like a medical bed, we might ask them to see if it's covered by Medicare, or if they can't afford to pay for it, maybe they can see if an organization that donates things like that can help them, such as Helping Hands, you know.
Oh, I see. And let's say I need respite care, so you refer them to Catholic Charities?
Well, respite care comes in a lot of different forms, so it really depends. It could be adult daycare or overnight respite in the home or respite outside of the home. Sometimes people will go on trips and they need someone to watch their parents or grandparents. So then they'll be looking for a facility that they could have their relatives stay at, and then there are some places that provide that service, but you do have to call in advance.
So there is a place that you can call, say, you know, I'm going away for a day, or I need to go to a doctor, so I need half a day off. So mm-hmm. There's actually places like that?
Right, and actually some care homes and some nursing homes offer that service, either for a few days or even a few weeks. Yeah.
So that's something new. I didn't know you could find that many services out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say... my dad has a doctor's appointment, and I can't take him. I'm going to be on vacation, and my sister can't take him, so what do I do now?
We could try to find out more about it. If it's just a one-time thing, well, we could refer them to one of the transportation companies that offer services for frail elders or people with disabilities. Or if it's an ongoing thing, maybe we could maybe suggest Project Donna, help them find a volunteer that could provide transportation services.
And let's say they say, well, my dad, he takes the bus, and 2 days a week he doesn't come back till 9 o'clock at night. Well, how do I get him to not take the bus or not drive? Let's say I know somebody that drives and shouldn't be driving.
That's a common question, too. That's a tough one because we really don't have a solution to stubbornness. I mean, that's the hardest thing to deal with. But if they are willing, there are programs. AARP has a driver refresher
AARP.
Course, you know, to help elders.
AAA Hawaii has a program as well.
And then also, if it's dementia, then maybe we could suggest other transportation alternatives, such as Project Donna or Handy Van, if they have a caregiver, or Catholic Charities Transportation.
That, that's one of the things that, you know, really takes the independence away from the elder, if you have to take the keys away.
Right.
So it is a touchy subject when you're talking to elders about it. But if there's dementia, then you might work with the doctor. You might work with the Department of Motor Vehicles, the licensing department,
mm-hmm.
and not have their license renewed. You know, if it comes from somebody outside of the family, then the person might take it a little bit better.
Well, if it's for your father yeah. or your grandfather, Joel,
yeah.
mm-hmm. what would you do then? I mean, that's a real independence.
Sometimes people have to, you know, do their own things too at home. I know a lot of people call us. They'll hide the keys or they'll disable the vehicle somehow. Like, oh, Grandma, you know, the car's just broken, so you can't use it today. And then he's like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, I know a guy that happened to them, and they took away the keys, but he had made an extra spare key. Then he says, well, smart, I'll take out one of those fuses, the ignition thing.
The distributor, yeah.
Well, what happened was he forgot his father was a former mechanic. His father walked down to come car place and picked up the part and came back and started the car, but... Anyway, these kind of stories are kind of funny. Joel and Mary, thank you very much. We'll be right back after this message for our last segment of the show. Thank you.
Psst, hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
Now back to today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the neighbor islands, 888-565-8383.
Welcome back here this great Saturday afternoon. We're talking about caregiving and the resources that the Elderly Affairs Division has at the city and county. But I also want to mention every Monday morning, if you get a chance, on KGMB, they have what's called the Genius of Aging that airs every Monday morning in the news. And Thursday morning, about 6 o'clock, Kirk Matthews does a wonderful job called the Elderhood Project, where he talks about elderly issues in a segment during this Thursday morning news with Kirk Matthews. And they also replay that at 5 o'clock on the 5 o'clock afternoon news on KHON. Also, you have the Generations Magazine, which is at, you can find them at Longs and Safeway, Longs and Zippies. And there's a great magazine for people over 50. Every month it comes out with articles, tremendous amount of different articles on aging issues and stories. But you'll find it as a very good resource as well. And in the magazine, you'll see a bunch of phone numbers. That's really what we're trying to get the information out there. Elderly Affairs Division, I know you folks have a bunch of newsletter articles you guys have out there. And Executive Office on Aging, their number is 586-0100. And they actually have a caregiver newsletter. And do you folks have one as well?
We include our newsletters, Aloha Pumihana, and we have a Caregiver's Corner in there. And the State Executive Office on Aging has a caregiver's newsletter that goes statewide. And each of the counties will put a Caregiver's Corner in there, too. So there's a lot of good tips. And if you want to get on our mailing list, just call our number, 768-7700.
So we were talking about, you know, when they call in, Joel, they ask all these kind of questions. I'm sure you must get all kind of stories. But so when somebody says, I think my dad's They'll say, oh, my dad's losing it, and I don't know about his financial things, and I think my sister's taking money. What are you supposed to do then? You refer him out to Adult Protective Services, or what are you supposed to do?
That really depends, too. If it's a property issue, or, you know, a lot of times if the crime has already been done, then you can't really go back on it. It's very difficult with people who have dementia because there's nothing in the law that says they're dependent yet, so that, you know, they're actually doing it on their own will, you know. So it's a very touchy subject. It's very difficult to deal with. But we do refer people out to either Attorney General's office or prosecuting attorney or the police department, depending. And then there's also Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. They have a lot of educational materials on how to prevent frauds and scams, things like that. But that's also another big issue happening right now, yeah.
Yeah, the Adult Protective Services, their phone number is 832-5115. And actually, I was reading, I think it was one of the downtown papers, Pacific Business News, there was an article about what do you do when you find out somebody's taking your parents' money. And we're finding a lot more social issues like that within the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty common, and it's quite sad, actually, yeah.
I think you have to have family conversations, you know. Like if you come from a large family, and a lot of times it's good when you, during a holiday or a family get-together, that, you start slowly, but you bring up the conversation of financial. While your parents are still very active and in control of their finances, but you don't have to get real personal or nosy about it, but there are ways that you could start out the conversation.
Yeah, I speak around town quite a bit, and one of the things I do recommend is having that talk with your parent. Yeah. Not to be nosy, but a lot of times seniors think you're being nosy about, oh, how's your health or what medications you're taking, but I think for a senior, they have to realize that their kids do care. They worry about them. And it's very important to keep the communication open, yeah?
You can start off by, saying, planning for yourself, too. If you're a boomer, you could start with your own situation and start looking at your own future and start planning for your own long-term care needs. And you could be living healthy your whole life and not require any care. But if you start with yourself, I think the conversation is a lot easier.
Right. You mentioned that you have a brochure on Own Your Own Future.
Yes. This is you can get a free booklet on how to go about caring for your own long-term care needs. And it's free, and it's a long-term care planning kit. And all they have to do is they can either call a number, 1-866-752-6582, or they can mail this postcard in. So just call our number, and we'll be happy to get you one of these brochures.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that we do mention events coming up, and we want to mention this one now. It's actually a very big event, and I believe it's in May?
November 1st, and we want to tell everybody about our Caregivers Conference. It's being sponsored by Elderly Affairs Division and AARP, and we're going to have over 20 sessions and all geared towards family caregivers. The cost is $45 at the Sheraton Waikiki. And our keynote speaker is Dr. Bill Thomas. And
well, he will be there.
Yes, and we have another very excellent keynote, noontime speaker, in conjunction with AARP's 50th anniversary, Jenny Chin Hansen. She is the president, national president, and she'll be here to speak at noontime. She was also a caregiver, and she was the executive director for OnLock in San Francisco, which is the prototype for the PACE program nationwide.
Okay, so, and that's that $45 does include lunch.
So it includes lunch. It includes lunch and all the materials that they would get.
And there's going to be a number of. Booths there for information on caregiving.
About 40 booths. So we're trying to make this one an extra special conference because of the 50th anniversary. So the registration form should be out. This is July next month.
Yeah, you'll be seeing that in the paper as well. Coming up, Dr. Bill Thomas is the host of Genius of Aging on KGMB, but I think you're going to, if you're a caregiver, if you know somebody's a caregiver, look out for this, because it's all day and it's a wealth of resources there, and I've met a lot of people that have been on the show from there, because any kind of a topic I see out there, I hear about, I bring them on the show. So it's very important. It's November 1st. Anybody know what day that is?
That's a Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We try to have it on a Saturday because oftentimes caregivers are working, or that's the only day they can arrange to have someone come in and look after their loved ones.
And that's at the Sheraton Waikiki.
Sheraton Waikiki.
Now, I know for AARP, long-term care is the number one priority for them this year, from what I understand.
That's right.
So when... Let's say, Joel, you say, well, what do I do about long-term care?
Well, long-term care can mean a lot of different things. I mean, it can be long-term care insurance, or being placed into a care home, or having family members take care of you for a long period of time. You know, all of those things fall under any type of long-term care. The idea is you want to plan ahead and figure out what type of long-term care is appropriate for you, and what you can afford, things like that. You know, it's all about planning and education and preparing for the future.
What kind of volunteer opportunities do you folks normally looking for? Are you with volunteer opportunities within EAD or other agencies?
Primarily with the agencies. In our office, Lei Shimizu started an intern program where people from any university in the community are interested in geriatric work. But primarily for the service providers. And one of the things that the service providers are really hurting for now is volunteer drivers because of the cost of gas. And people are cutting back.
Well, I was talking to my friend yesterday from California, and actually their gas is about 15 cents higher than Hawaii. Believe that? So, Joel, any other last comments from that you can provide that would encourage people to call the senior helpline?
Right.
I used to call it hotline. It's called the helpline.
Yeah, well, we changed the name to helpline just recently. But call the senior helpline for any type of questions or referrals, 768-7700. And we also have a website, www.elderlyaffairs.com. We have a lot of different information and brochures on our website also. And then the library also has some of our booklets, so go to the library. You can borrow them and things like that.
Yeah. I know you have a library as well.
We have our own library, too, of books for caregivers, and also a video library and DVD library.
And they're free of charge.
We ask for a $5 deposit when they check it out, and when they return it, they get their $5 back.
Oh, good. What kind of different things do you have there?
Things like providing health care or personal care services.
Some subjects I think people are interested in is how to deal with their elderly parents. You know, it's that whole idea of the stubbornness. You know, that's the biggest obstacle for a lot of people.
Well, you can't blame them. I talk about that. I said, well, you know, if you're a 94 years old, 96 year old, you'd be grouchy too, you know. Yeah. You'd be irritated, or you didn't. Well, I tell people, you got to drink a lot of water. A lot of people don't like to drink a lot of water. And they get dehydrated, they get irritated. They don't take their medicine, you know. So I can't blame them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more personality, you know. Some people are very open. Some people, you know, they're a little bit, you know.
So, well, always continue to communicate with your parent and your neighbor, your cousin, your friends from church. Mei Fuji Fu and Joel Nakamura from the Elderly Affairs Division from the City and County, thank you very much. We'll have to have you guys on again. Again, this is Percy Ihara. We're almost done here. This is today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon, 4 to 5 p.m. We're also on Olelo's Channel 52 every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Thank you very much, everybody. Aloha and live well.